we are discussing something. What is your bhakti in our heart? From the book of Srimad Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Tattva Buddhi, though is like a very booklet, but very powerful. All doubts remove, and we will know what is your bhakti, and then we can engage ourselves in devouring your bhakti. Then there will be no chance to fall down for bhakti. Then continuously we will go develop our Krishna. I think in this modern age, after Sad Goswami, up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, only Bhakti Vinod Thakur is also very powerful. Acharya and Vishwanath. And that is why he is called Bhagiratha. Who brought Bhagirathi Ganges in the shape of the same flow of Bhakti river from Rupa Goswami. That is why he is called Seventh Goswami. So it is so easy to read all the books of Jiva Goswami and all others are in Sanskrit. So rich language and some practical terms are there. It is very hard to know something. But from the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the essence of all the Goswamis are in the books of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, especially in Jiva Dharma. Jaiva Dharma is the last book of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he has taken all the essence in a very little pot. Whole ocean of bhakti has been very little pot he has tried. And it is not so very hard to go through that. So, I think that it will be proper for you all that if you want to realize the writings of your Prabhupada, of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and Jiva Goswami and all others, first we should try to go through Jaiva Dharma. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has translated and he has explanations, bhashya of all the books of Goswami. Comment of all. So when I joined Math, Guru Maharaj kindly suggested me to read first Jaiva Dharma. Now what I am telling, only by the mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so Jaiva Dharma. And then I read Srimad Bhagavatam, Satsandarbha, all the books, Govinda Bhashya, and all the books of all the Goswami. So, very easy, the books of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In modern classics, I will try to give some essence of the literature and all kinds of established truth in one class. The process. Let's explain two kinds of process. One taking and others giving. Those who are favorable, we should accept. And those who are unfavorable, so in the teachings of Upadeshamritam by Rupa Goswami, first he has told that what are unfavorable, they should be. And what is favorable, we should accept. Now I am coming in the sweet pastimes of Krishna. I think that these are more powerful. More. If anyone has pure Shraddha, transcendental faith, and with that faith anyone is hearing, so with so honor and so strong belief, deep Harikatha, or from a powerful devotee, Niragi Bhakta. From Niragi Bhakta. There are two kinds of Bhakta. Bhakta means speakers. Niragi and Saragi. Saragi, those who have some worldly desires to fulfill. Some attachment in world. And by Harikatha they want to test out. They are Saragi. If anyone hearing that Harikatha, momentarily there will come something. But it will not be steady. It will move. But those who are Niragi, having no attraction to worldly desires, to taste all these things, and having some realization, and his perfect in all shastra, Prabrahmani Nishtha, and Prabrahma, and also in Sapta Brahma. Sapta Brahma is Srimad Bhagavata. And Parabrahma always engaging himself, observing himself in chanting, remembering, then he is Nirag Bhakta. Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, like Gadadhar Pandit, like others, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are Nirag Bhakta. Then there will be no chance of falling. Never. So, Harikatha will come through our ears, pure ears, and it will be in the shape of Krishna. And then he will clear our heart. And he will make himself a seed, very good seed here. And then he will realize. So, before beginning our Shiva-bhagavata, sweet Harikatha, we will have to do prayer to Siddha. Yang praprajanta manupetamapeta kritam dvaipayano irahakatara ajbha putreti tan maya sarvobhine dutam vyasa all the pure rishis and munis assembled in Nemishara. Kali was coming. Krishna has left this world with his all associates in Braja, Dwarka and all. So all Kali was coming. So all were very clear to what to do. Time will come very hard. What should we do? and in the mankind, Sut Goswami came there and he began to tell Harikathas. Saunak and about 88,000 of Rishis, Muni, all were assembled there. And they asked, especially for the human beings in Kali, these two, when all will quarrel among for worldly things, so many wars will go away. The human beings, even male and female, will give up their religion and anything. All will be engaged in worldly matters, mating and all that. How should we do? What is it? Kaise hamara kalyan hoga, shreya? You should tell. How we will do this? Then he did this pranam and began to sing. Yang praprajantamanupetamapetakrityam. I am doing mara to my Gurudev, to Srila Sukadev Goswami, who is all for ready for my day. He is in autumn death repair, because Krishna is there, Radha Srimati Radhika Kanjivasta, death repair. And all it utterance, trees and creepers, even human body, everywhere they are, there is no place where he is, they are not. So to shut there, this conjugal, all the bona fide gurus are there. All bona fide. In Baladev or Nityananda, always there. Krishna without Brahma Prabhu never exists anywhere. So our Guru must be there. So Sut Goswami is telling that my Guru is all pervading, everywhere, serving his consumers. But don't see that our Guru Dev is dead. He never dies. If he is bona fide Guru, never done. No question. So he is doing pranam that you are everywhere. Inspiring Krishna Bhakti in all. I know that when you took birth, no ceremony was there. No cutting off death. No jat karma was there. Pati jat karma.
Code. And biblical code.
Yeah. And clearing and taking bath and all these things. So many cows given donation and all these things. There was no shame. And at once he quickly left that place. And then his father Vyas began to cry, "Oh son, where you are? Where you are going? Oh son, oh son." And all his in awkward reply, "Oh, who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? Who is sister?" Valli mohe vahi karanam. Valli, attachment is the cause, the root of all this. Why you are calling that? So trees are replying in echo. Who is this Sukadeva Goswami? Who is telling so sweet? Even Narada is present there. Even Vyasadevi is there. Parashar is there. All are there in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. But all requested Sukadeva Goswami, who was naked. Why they? So we should know that who he is. who was Sukadeva Goswami. He was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika always used to keep this parrot with her everywhere. There's a golden cage, sometimes out of cage, sometimes in cage, and sweetly kerosene. And he used to tell, oh, you should repeat Krishna, 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 Krishna. And the parrot in the same voice, so sweet voice of Srimati Radhika. They are totally following him. If you, in our village, there was a person who kept a parrot. And sometimes he used to go to his house, home. Oh, come here, come here. Who are you? Who are you? Stop it. Nonsense, nonsense. Go away, go away, go away. Sometimes. And he used to say, oh, who is this? And he is the voice of his master. Oh, he is anywhere hidden and telling like this. But after some, oh, you get this parrot. And somewhere these parrots like Ram, 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 Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. In a very sweet way. It depends on the master who teaches them. So this parrot was with Srimati and she was giving him her pomegranate seeds, reddish, like pearls. And sometimes he used to give milk and very long rice. Basmati chawal, very sweet, very sweet. And he used to take and follow Srimati Radhika. Krishna, Krishna, in same sweet of Radhika. Anyone cannot distinguish whether Srimati Radhika is telling, uttering or he is uttering. One day she was doing so and he was repeating Krishna, Krishna. But he flew from the bounds of Srimati Radhika. Very near Nandagaon. Both each other. Only there is difference of two fingers. The border of Nandagaon and border of Varsha. Plenty of, so much kadamba trees in Nandagaon and plenty of tamal Krishna in north, Varshana, tamal in Varshana and some kadamba trees. But it may be some tamal trees in Nandagaon and some be Varshana Kadamba, but very little. We have seen in Nandagaon about thousand and thousand of Kadamba trees, Kadamba Khandi there. Kadamba Tera also, where? Kadamba Tera, where Krishna used to take his flute and climb on the top of that tree and used to tell, oh, Shyamali, Gauri, Kalindi, calling all the gauls, and sometimes in the midnight, oh Radhike, oh Lalite, oh Vishakhi, oh, like this call. This is called Kadamba day. So everywhere, still now, but so many are, have aspired in the separation of Krishna and Radhika. So that parrot came in Nandagaon and sat on the branches of any tree, tamal tree, because they like tamal tree, because Srimati Radhika likes tamal tree. And the color of both are like same and began to speak, utter Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Madhubanga was at that time play with Krishna. So Krishna then heard that whole from Vedradhika again. And he began to search Radhika where in Radhika and calling me the Krishna, Krishna. But he could not see. Then he saw on the tree branch that, oh, very beautiful, but with reddish nose, and
big,
big, very beautiful. And he saw. Then he began to utter, Krishna, Krishna. And after some moment he began to tell, I'm so unworthy, so unworthy. And akritagya, ungrateful. By nature, because we are born, I was sitting on the palm of Srimati Radhika. Always the Rasa in me, giving and sweet rices. So loving, loving, loving always. But I'm so ungrateful creature that I left Srimati Radhika. And coming here, fie on me, fie on me. Krishna saw that, oh, she's lamenting. He's so much lamenting. He told that, come on, in sweet voice, my dear parrot, come on, come on, come on. And seeing this, he at hand came on the hands and palms of Krishna. He began to crash. And tell that, oh, so please tell what you are uttering. Then she began to talk, oh, Krishna, Krishna, I am so ungrateful creature, I am so
I am very low born.
Unfortunate.
And ungrateful. I was playing on the palms of Srimati Radhika and she was so much giving me so much honor, so many sweet things. And I have left her and I have come to here. So fine on me. Hearing this shloka, Kavi Karnapur has written. That is true. Very beautiful. And he began to weep, that Pharaoh. Krishna told that, oh, you have come to me. And you should repeat this time to me. I want to play with you. I want to also give rice and sweet and pomegranate. Sweet pomegranate. Anadana. And you should be with me. When they were telling him, loving their parrot, at once two sakhis came, Lalita and Vishakha. They were so much worried for that parrot. They went to Krishna and told, oh my dear Kanhaiya, this parrot is of Radhika. True. Its name is like Vichakshan. And he is very sweet to Radhika. This parrot is life and soul of Radhika. If you are taking this and keeping with you, she may die. So please at once give this parrot. We will eat with you. And she is so worried for this. He told, Krishna replied that, if it is your sukh and your Srimati's sukh, then you can call. And if he is going easily to you, you can take it at once. They try so much that, oh parrot, come on, come on. Srimati is calling you. But he was very peaceful in the hands of. And sometimes calling Krishna, Krishna. Krishna that told that, it seems that this parrot is not your Srimati. It is mine. So you can call and if he is going nowhere. But I will not give him. In any case, he may go. They tried hard, but well, they entered in the council of Srimati Yashoda Devi and her low mother, Yashoda. And they did pranam. Yashoda told them, "Oh, you seem very worried. Why you are so worried?" They began to tell all the history that the parrot of Srimati Radhika has come here twice and it is playing with, Krishna is playing with him and he is not giving us. So Radhika may die for this. She is so worried. She had left his food and in water, everything. So it must come to us so that we can return to Srimati Radhika. Then Srimati Yashoda told that, "Oh my daughters, you should wait a little. Don't worry." And he at once went to Krishna and Madhumangal and they were playing with that, "Oh, you should repeat what you were telling and hearing and giving something to eat." In the end, Yashoda came at once and took the bird very forcefully. "What you are doing?" And twist to the ear of Krishna, twisting, "Oh, Nand Baba is waiting for you to take Mahaprasada and you are here with birds and so many animals and you want to be animals and birds. Oh, this will come." And he took the hands of Krishna, taking Krishna forcibly, and Madhumangal was swelling like seeing what is happening. At once he came and he seated here and he came in the room where two girls were waiting and said, "Oh, take it." And at once he should go to them and they returned. So you can think that how and who was this Shuk. But how he became in the shape of a man, this parrot. You know that all the birds, all the serpents, all the animals, deers, everything of Krishna Lok are transcendental. All are transcendental. It has been written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, "Jatkin Chetan Gulmaki Katamukham Goste Samastan Vitat Sarvanandamukundadaitanglilanukulam param sastre buhur muhur nishtankitam jancha brahmadir vishashvihan tato sarvam maya idam vandate." Raghunath Das Goswami doing vandana to all creepers, all trees, all the animals, even to a scorpion, even to snakes and all. Why? "Oh, you are all associate, transcendental associate of Krishna. You can give Krishna bliss and Krishna bhakti, your own bhakti. So I am praying to you all." How a snake serves Srimati Radhika and Krishna conjugal. Once Srimati Radhika was in anger and he was ready to go from Krishna to his Radha Kundam from anywhere in Govardhan. And he was quickly going, returning. And Krishna was so much worried for that. He wanted to stop Radhika, not to go in. But she was very strong in mood to not to be with Krishna. So when she was going four steps, he saw that there was a very poisonous snake. And when he saw Srimati Radhika, from other side he goes, "Oh, fong, fong." Raising his horse and he was hissing. Srimati Radhika was so much afraid. And telling, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna." And he ran and he fell in the lap of Krishna. Krishna was fallen. He could not do. But the serpent made Srimati Radhika to again meet me. So Leelanukuram, so self-helpful for all these things. To eat snakes and scorpions and all others are helping Krishna and Radhika. Anyhow. So what we speak others? So all are tense attentive in Vrindavan. We should have eyes to see this. So Sukadeva Goswami, pursue parrot of Srimati Radhika. When Krishna first time swear for Samapta Bhoga. Completed. And he began to return to Guru Vrindavan with his all associates. Then Srimati and Radhika told, ordered this parrot that you should be in world. World needs you. Because when we will return to Golok Vrindavan, there will be none to save this world by Hari Katha. So you should be in this world and to save this world by Hari Katha. He began to be very बहुत जोर से रोने बेटर हाउ आई कैन बी विदाउट यू कंजुगल आई कैन नॉट बी बट दे टोल्ड दैट वी विल गेट एम्पावर यू टू बी हियर एंड टू स्पीक हरि कथा इफ यू वेर इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड आफ्टर योर वर्क विल बी फिनिश्ड यू कैन कम सो दे returned to Golok Vrindavan and parrot was here. He was flying here and there, looking that where Harikatha is going. With Harikatha he cannot be. So if there is anywhere he was searching in these places, he went in chaos. And where Shankar was telling some this Harikatha, Bhagavad Katha, how Krishna came to this world. And he was explaining to his wife, Parvati Devi. From beginning she was hearing. And there on a branch of a tree, hiding himself, this parrot was there hearing Hari Katha. When in Srimad Bhagavat in third canto, he was explaining how creation was done, how all kinds of things were made, and other things. No interest, she being a lady devotee, she slept. But that parrot was very careful. He began to do What more? Very good, very good. Go on. Like in the mode of, in the past like Parvati. And Shankar saw that, oh, Parvati is hearing everything and he went. But when 10th canto was completed, when again 11th and 12th came, she walked and told, I was sleeping. I could not hear all these things. I want that. I request you to tell again. Then Shankar told that, I told all these things in vain, but I saw that you are doing go on. Very good. Who are doing so? And I have not heard all these things. So he began to look that who else such that who was doing like this, like Parvati was. And he saw that in the branch of a very green tree, a reddish and there was a very good, a very beautiful one. He took his pride and began to fall. I will kill this bird. Because being a unqualified person and he heard, In Gita, or in Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna has told to Arjuna in Gita that you should not tell this Srimad Bhagavat Gita to any unqualified person. If you are telling, that you will have felt so much offenses, so you should not. It will go without any fraud. So if you are telling all these things to any unqualified person, those who have no honor, you should not tell. So Srimad Bhagavat should not be told. But he is like a bird, and he has heard, so I should kill. Otherwise he will be imitation guru, and then he will be making so many offenses and problems, and defeat others. So he wanted to kill. But at once that bird flew away, and very near us he came to Bhadrikashram. Though by air going only 4-5 miles, but now by bus or in vehicle or by on foot, it will take 1 month going there, so long distance. So in a moment he flew, and Shankar took his dragon and began to follow. He was not so much वो दुर्बल व्यक्ति नहीं पढ़ने पर he also walked in the sky and he began to flew and he followed. And the meantime that parrot came in the ashram cottage of Vyasadeva, where Vyasadeva was explaining Srimad Bhagavat same to his wife Bhitika Devi, and she was hearing all these things like very carefully. That it is like a nectar I am taking. So his mouth was open, and at once that bird entered in his dome. But there was no pain or anything. And he heard for 16 years or 12, some no harm, 12 years or 16. I think that the Bhagavad is divided in 12, so 12 years he heard. And after that, Vyasadeva told, oh, who you are in the womb of your mother? Now your mother is feeling some pain. Oh. Then she came, Shankar came and told. And searching there, Vyasadeva, he did pranam to Shankar, and Shankar did pranam to Rishi Prabhu. And then Vyasadeva told, what you are searching? Oh, have you seen any parrot coming here? Yes, yes, I have seen. But why you are searching? I want to kill that bird. Why? Because he has heard Srimad Bhagavatam being unqualified. So I want to kill. Then Vyasadeva began to laugh. Oh, you know what is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, I know. What? He becomes Ajar Amar, immortal. Then if he has become immortal, how you can kill him? If that bird, you can kill. And he began to laugh. Then Shankar realized his whole mistake. And then he also began to laugh. And then he returned. Oh, Krishna has arranged it. So, nothing to do. After that, after 12 years, Vyasadeva requested that, who are you in the womb of your mother? How you are getting pain? You should come out of it. The boy in home told, I am sick, but I cannot come. I can come in the same moment when any powerful person will take away this maya, from this world. And that moment I can go. He told that I am powerful, I can do like this. I am taking whole Maya from here. You should just come up. He told that I have no faith in him. If Krishna will come and tell that, then I can come. At once, Vyasadeva remembered Krishna and Krishna came there. Then Krishna told, oh Parvati, you should come down from your mother, home. So tell them, who are you? I am Krishna. Oh, namaskar to you. But he went, you should come home. He told that I can come only when you will take this Maya from this world. What is this Maya? Maya. There are two letters in this word. Ma means no. Ya means what you are realizing in this world. What you are thinking that I am this body, you are not this body. You are thinking that they are your father, mother, sister and all other things. And all belongs to you, wealth and animals and all these things. But your attachment to be with them, it is so Maya. Don't believe in this. So, by the illusory power of whose Maya is going on like this, that I am this body, these are minds, this is called Maya. One fraction, Prakash? Manifestation of Yogamaya. This is Mahamaya. So if you will take Mahamaya, then I will come. It was, yes, you can come very quickly. I am giving that in a very soft soul. If some linseed seeds are given and they cannot be there for
a section.
I am giving time and so you should come out. So Krishna did actually. At once came and run, began to run. And Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, oh, he is out of Maya. He is transcendental. He is really qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam that I have seen in my trance. So I want that this word should be, this word should study Srimad Bhagavatam with me. And then he should preach everywhere in this world, Bhagavad Katha, by which all the, by which whole world can be liberated. And there is bhakti, and thus Srimad Bhagavatam is preached in the whole world. Then, that thinking this, oh my son, this would be one
condition.
You should pay something to yeah. Then that was falling. Why? Not even that time to this son. Because he wanted to initiate that war. And through whom he wanted to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is so high class of. It is the essence of all Veda, Upanishad, Purana, Shastra, Mahabharata, Ramayana and everything. Which is in Bhagavad is not in anywhere, and anywhere it is anything, it is must be in Srimad Bhagavad. Nigam kalpa taror gaditan phalam sukamukha damrita tavasani pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhur pabhurga. We will explain it afterward, but I am going to. So Srimad Bhagavat is like essence of all Srimad. Breathe and Gita is only essence of Upanishad. Sarva Upanishado Gau. That all the Upanishads like cow and milk is Srimad Bhagavat, Gita. And Krishna is milkman. And first coffee is Arjuna. And it is not only Arjuna for whole world. That's it. But Srimad Bhagavat is essence of all the Vedas, including Mahabharata, Gita, and all essence of all. Gita is not Russia, but Srimad Bhagavat is Russia. Nigam Kalpatur Galitana Russian. Vedas are like tree. The rush is there, but we cannot taste. If you are choosing, okay? Talking the root of trees of mango. You are sucking branches. You are sucking flowers. You cannot have that. If you are taking fruits of mango, green, not mature, rush will not come. Mangoes will ripen and any parrot will smell and give his touch by his mouth. Or not all, it should be ripened so much. Then itself coming from its branch. Even in touch of air or without, when it will be ripe, it will come. Then it will be so sweet and we can taste. So, we cannot take it, this rush from the trees like Kalpavriksha, Vedas, Upanishads, Puran, even to Gita, that rush will not come. When it will come in the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, who was the, he was associates of Radhika and Krishna. So it will be more sweet. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he thought that Sukadeva is so qualified person in this whole world. I should make him study Srimad Bhagavatam. He should hear. I am not searching anyone in this world who is qualified to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was saying that, ocean, ocean, ocean. But trees were empty. When they told that your son being at the age of 12, he was nothing to ask with us, that who are you, wood or stone or anything. And he was in trance like that, and he was gone. And you saw that we are girls and you are coming to me and asking why. So you have sense that we are ladies and you are male and we are female. So you have sense. What is shame he that never knows that. What is shame? Like this cloth, his body. Nothing to cover. This body is also like cover. So what is the use of cover to cover? So he is going and we had no shame. But now you can use. Oh, you are seeing that you were naked and after that you became covered, your this body. That is why. But Sukadeva Goswami went into this very deep forest, like birds here and there. Next day, Vyas wanted to search that forest and to bring it. So he took one poem of Srimad Bhagavatam and gave it to the hunters. that you should go, and this is a very powerful mantra. If you will chant this mantra in forest, all kinds of birds, what you want, all will be collected. Very easy. So you should go. And he went and they began to shout this mantra. Varaha Pindam Natavarbapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vipradvasa Kanak Kapisham Vajayanti Chimala Randrana Vain Ratar Sudaya Puriyan Gopa Vrindai Vrindaranyam Sabadarmanam Pravishat Gita Kirto. This is the best slope for the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is going with legs and legs cows, with legs and legs cowherd wife like Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Madhumangal, Shuval and all others, Arjun, Ujjwal, playing with them and shouting sometimes calls like Dhiri Dhiri, means slowly, slowly, they are taking, not running there. Tiri Tiri, oh you want to take water? Tiri Tiri Tiri, come on. In the bank of this pond, Jamuna. Niri Niri means, oh, you should take water. Choo, 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 choo. And drinking, drinking, drinking. Like this. And playing the wine. All boys are clapping sometimes and dancing with Krishna. They are going one forest to another. Krishna, this was like very lightning. And his body is like Megharshyam. Megharshyam means
new cloud.
Not black. So much beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful. Not black. But like new clouds taking full of so much water here. As if water is going to show. And Vanmala is there. Vanmala means 5 or 7 kinds of wild flowers. And some Tulsi Manjari is there. And we are hammering on these. I mean. And all the boys are Kanaiya, 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 Jai Kanaiya Lal, they doing this. And thus Krishna. And some footprints are there. And in footprints are, there are 19 kinds of symptoms. Vajra, Bhaja, Ankush, Pataka and so. Everything is there. So he is doing now. This. Also Brahma is doing. Nomityate aprabhapuse talidambaraya gunjavatant paripachal sanmukhaya. Sanmukhayam Vakkalapetat Vetrabhishan Venu Lakshmasriye Midupade Pasupangajaya. So, but this slope is most powerful. Hearing this, he came at once. From where you learned this slope? Oh my Gurudev has taught. And so many birds came in their net. Then they become so happy and he told that I want to meet your Gurudev. But what is the quality? This is the shape of beauty of Krishna. But how merciful he is, I want to know. Then went to Vyasadeva and were very happy that so many birds have come in their name. And they told that a very beautiful boy came to us naked. And he told that if that Krishna is so beautiful, what are the qualities? Then he told that you should read this slope. And so many words again will come. Then he told, Aho Vakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansaya Gayata Yatta Sati Lebhe Gatim Tato Dhatta Gajita Kongva Dayalam Saranam Prajima Adayalam Saranam. Oh, you want to hear? So you should repeat this in the forests. That Ahobati in Stanakala Kutam, Ahobati, the sister of Bakasu, that is Putana, he took so much strong poison in that place and came in the shape of very darling mother, and he wanted to kill Krishna. He took at once Krishna in his or her life and gave breast forcibly in the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna sought that poison with her life. And he left his body and she died. But Krishna was so merciful that he made her atma so pure, so pure, and he gave the same position like mother. And she at once went to Golok Vrindavan, Golok, and there she became eternal life mother, Dhatri Gati. Dhatri means sometimes giving red milk to Krishna. So Krishna is how merciful? So in this world, those who have some intelligence, they should surely do bhajan of Krishna. Those who are not serving and having no devotional service to Krishna, actually they are like a donkey without any horn, and their leg, their tail is also cutting. Tailless and hornless. Especially that two legs have been cutting down. So these persons, all are like donkey, those who are not serving, uttering the name of Krishna, singing him. Then at once he came, and he came to Vyasa, told, I want to read, study whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And he studied there. And now he is praying to Vyasadeva, I was in the way of Nirvishesh Brahma, Nirgunya Aparinishchita. I have so much fixed my intelligence in Nirvishesh Brahma. But this Nirvishesh Brahma is different from Sankar Brahma. Sankar Sampradaya. Right? That Sankar Sampradaya are offender, but he was not offended. His Brahma was Nirvishesh, no akar, no shape, but so much qualities. His Brahma is so merciful, but Shankar is nothing. Having no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. Like zero of both. So much difference. And he began to study, and after that he became so learned and so sweet, knowing all the rasas. And then he came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, and he was uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaur Praman. Pancha Tattva and then Mahamantra.